Rules for Moving by Nancy Starr. Performed by Mia Barron. What a headache. It had never crossed her mind that the house on Applegate Road, her neighbor's house, would end up to be one of those listings that kept her awake at night. A stubborn house that just wouldn't sell. A gem of a place where everything went wrong. Today's problem, a pregnant woman. Dana had nothing against pregnant women. She'd happily led 5 perfectly normal pregnant women up and down these stairs this month alone. But this woman was so pregnant. 9 months at least, possibly 10. She could barely move. Dana could feel it coming. The prospective buyer's water was going to break right there on the recently re-cleaned round rug that sat in the center of the once again spotless foyer. She took a breath and reminded herself that she had a fully stocked Realtor's Secret kit in the trunk of her car. While it was true that so far the kit had only been put to the test on ink, coffee, and blood, she was confident, pretty confident, that it would be up to the challenge of amniotic fluid, if it came to that. The woman's husband, who'd already made 2 jokes about how it wasn't his idea to move, was sluggish until he got to the basement. There, as if woken from hibernation, he charged into the utility room. A moment later, he slumped. There was nothing in Dana's secret kit to fix this. Sellers could scrub till their muscles were sore, but a clean boiler still wasn't pretty. Basements were so often like that. Disappointing. She hustled him out and guided them both to the main downstairs space. "Here's what I love. A blank slate waiting to be transformed. You see bare walls, I see magical playroom." 2 stony faces stared back at her. Normally, she could connect with anyone. Her husband said she could connect with a corpse. But these 2? Nothing. It was the house. It made her nervous, like it was judging her. "So," she brightened her smile, "ready to go up and see the kitchen? You are going to be over the moon when you see the kitchen." "Could use an update," she allowed as she watched them scan the maple cabinets, doors askew. "But the beauty of that is you get to do it how you want." She saw the man glance at the 1 chipped terracotta floor tile. "What counts is the bones. Floors you can change. If the bones are bad, nothing you can do."